you say, you know how some people never get the warranty? They'd be mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm not gonna get that warranty. You know, they just want to rip you off. In this case, that's true. But yeah, no, not with everybody. Some folks is good though. Like that AppleCare, on the other hand, same day, their warranty is fucking awesome. Because it's 3 years later and my fucking hard drive is about to literally crash. Mm. They did the diagnostic, they were like, and they showed me that shit. That thing was like in like red, like the diagnostic result. No. It was like, yeah, your RAM is like, yeah, not my hard drive, but my RAM. It's like, yeah, your RAM is pretty much on its last leg. I don't know why. I be running the shit out of my computer though.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
That's odd. Because I be animating so much, but I don't know. I just use my computer for animating. So, you living in this neighborhood, Halloween is coming up. Mm-hmm. You think you're going to get some trick-or-treaters?
Oh, yeah. We definitely got, mad trick-or-treaters in this neighborhood. It was pretty awesome last year. Because, like, people will take their kids. People were driving around in, like, their, like, SUVs or trucks or whatever, and they'll have the kids sitting in the back. And they'll drive them around, and then the kid will hop out and go to the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They hop back in the truck, and then they'll drive up to the next Halloween house. And you know the Halloween houses, because they all got some Halloween decorations.
Right, right.
Like my next door neighbors.
Are y'all going to pass out candy or something like that? Be prepared?
We thought about putting a bucket out. We don't want kids knocking on the door. But we'll probably... We were thinking about putting a bucket of candy out with a sign like, be nice, take just a little, you know what I'm saying? Like, take one or two.
I've had trick-or-treaters, of course, when I was growing up in Edwards. We didn't, you know, we didn't trick-or-treat mm-hmm. and we didn't have trick-or-treaters. And so I didn't experience that until I was in Sacramento. That was the only time I experienced trick-or-treaters. Oh,
really? You were a full-grown man.
I know. Well, because I was passing out candy and stuff. And it was kind of cool, you know, kids coming to the door, because you would keep your light on to let them know they can come and knock on the door. So I got some trick or treaters.
Keep my light off.
I didn't mind, because like I would have like, we would be watching horror movies, and then I would, you know, stop and, you know, give the kids their candy and stuff. It was cute. It was always little bitty kids, like 3 years old, 4 years old. Part of me feel like going to Siobhan's place. Because Siobhan stays like in a nice neighborhood, Hermelique. And they got a trick-or-treating type neighborhood. Like, you know, like you see on E.T. You remember on E.T. when they went trick-or-treating? Mm-hmm. That's how
everybody was out.
That's how their neighborhood looks.
That's how this neighborhood was on Halloween last year. It was like, because we came home from something, because, you know, we don't be thinking about it. And so we came home, it was like, what the? Like, it was costumes and kids and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Have you ever dressed up for Halloween before?
Yeah, I dressed up for Halloween a few times. Like my mom helped make it's so funny, because my mom, like my parents, you know, was raised in church and stuff, was like, they ain't want me to read Harry Potter, but they let me dress up for Halloween.
I swear, my parents were the complete opposite of your parents.
So what? You couldn't dress up for Halloween, but you could watch Harry. You could watch anything.
We could watch anything, right? When they watch, let us watch whatever. I watched The Exorcist when I was a little kid.
Hell no, my dad knew to shield me from that.
But we could not participate in any Halloween stuff until we were in high school.
So funny.
I remember we was in elementary school, and like the other kids thought we were Jehovah's Witnesses, because we told them we didn't celebrate Halloween. It's like, no, it's just Halloween. And like, I swear, because me and Siobhan were like, we had to go to like this detention type room. There was like no fun in this room for all the kids who can't celebrate Halloween. All the other kids at the school all dressed up.
For that.
I know, it was terrible. I was like third or fourth grade, and we like in this room by ourselves with some other kids just sitting there all quiet.
No games,
they get nothing. I don't remember nothing. Maybe I remember drawing.
You just got shunned.
I know. And after that, I said, I'm celebrating. I don't care what my parents say. I'm celebrating Halloween after this. And I did. I dressed up afterwards. Like I tend to celebrate every year.
Yeah.
I dressed up.
Yeah, Halloween is one of the best. One of the best holidays.
It's not the best. It's probably the most celebrated holiday. It's the longest holiday right now. It's officially, like we were talking about earlier, it's officially the longest holiday because Christmas, basically people start celebrating Christmas December 1st, and then you have 25 days. And then the December 26th, they stop celebrating Christmas.
Cold turkey. Cold leftover turkey.
So you have 25 days to celebrate Christmas. Halloween gets more than that. Halloween.
Did you know that's where the term cold turkey came from, listeners? After the 25th, on the 26th day of December, you got that cold leftover turkey. And it's like, you know what? And they just stopped celebrating the holiday immediately.
Is that true?
No.
But Halloween people start celebrating in September, dude. It used to be October 1st.
Well, now September, it's like, October.
Yeah, so it's like 2 months. What,
you mean like the beginning of September?
Yeah, it feels like it. I be seeing Halloween costumes at Walmart in September, like on, yeah. Like right after so August
you
ends.
You count the celebrating of the holiday at when they start selling the stuff for that holiday.
Yes, because they're selling candy and costumes and people are putting out mm-hmm. decorations. Because people put out decorations for Christmas and for Halloween. That's the two things they do now. And Halloween definitely lasts longer when they put out the stuff. Even if they wait till October 1st, if you think about it, that's still longer than Christmas because that's 31 days as compared to 25 days.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, and they do immediately. It's immediately. Fuck Christmas. I'm taking all this shit back that I'm not grateful for.
I know, man. It's like Christmas never happened. It's like you wake up with everybody's a girl. It's like you were drunk the night before and you woke up with some girl, like a drunk hangover girl, and like, oh, get out of my bed. Get out of my bed, Christmas.
December 26th is the morning over the morning after hangover of December.
A regretful hookup.
Yeah.
Get out of my bed, Christmas. I don't know you.
And nobody gives a fuck about Thanksgiving. It's all like they talk about Thanksgiving for like a week.
Yep, a week. The week
they talk about how much they gonna eat when Thanksgiving comes. Yep. And then after Thanksgiving, you got the day after Thanksgiving is included within Thanksgiving. And then you got that weekend where it's just tapering off. It's like, man, that was some good leftovers.
Man, Thanksgiving ends before Thanksgiving is the holiday ends. Like by like around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in Thanksgiving, people already talking about Black Friday. Thanksgiving just gets shunned.
Because day after Thanksgiving is the Black Friday, right?
Right. So everybody.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it all just gets looped in that capitalistic holiday that I'm going to spend good, hard earned money celebrating.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I know, right? I do celebrate some Black Friday. I think we both bought a TV the same year.
It's a metaphor for capitalism.
It's a metaphor for capitalism.
Anyway.
So, what we talking about this time?
The House on Haunted Hill.
Starring Vincent Price.
Who's come to once again terrorize y'all's neighborhood.
They did a parody of Vincent Price on Sesame Street. They called him Vincent Twice. I am Vincent.
Oh, that's funny.
I am Vincent. Vincent Twice. Vincent Twice.
Did it look like
it did?
That's funny.
I barely knew who he was when I was a kid. But anyway, let's introduce ourselves. I am Prop Josh, aka Josh, and I'm joined by my co-host here, 7:30.
I'm 7:30.
And yeah, we're talking about the House on Haunted Hill with a couple of the house type stuff. We'll squeeze in 13 Ghosts while we're talking about that too. So, Haunted House movies. First of all, have you been to like a haunted house before?
Not a very good one. I mean, like I said, man, I was a jumpy, scary kid. Like, I was scared of everything, so I couldn't handle like a real haunted house. I could, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't go to haunted house until I was an adult.
yeah. Like, as a kid, nah, hell no. I'd have been clawed at everything in there.
So, I got a season pass to Six Flags, and they got, like, a Fright Fest. I'm going to try to go to, like, they got, like, a haunted house type thing. They got, like, a thing that's about Saw and about The Conjuring. So I'm going to try to go to that and see how that is. You say
it's Universal Studios?
No. Well, Universal Studios definitely has something, but I'm going to Six Flags because I got a...
Six Flags, okay.
Yeah, I got a season pass with Six Flags, so I'm going to try it out. That'll be my October... Because I'm going to try to go to Six Flags every month while I have this year pass. And so I'm going to try to do the haunted house thing. But haunted house movies, I don't know too many of them, honestly. It is only a few.
Yeah, I don't really watch haunted house movies. I really couldn't tell you a good haunted house movie.
I mean, The Shining?
Actually.
Would The Shining count?
The Shining would count. Okay. I think The Shining counts as a haunted house movie.
Yeah.
And also, Lovecraft Country kind of counts.
Well, that's not a show. A
movie.
Yeah.
They had a haunted house element in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that as far as well done, that's all I can... Well, Casper, believe it or not, I would count that as a haunted house movie.
Okay.
Back in the day, Casper. For kids. It was a haunted house movie for kids.
While you bringing up Casper, I was going to bring up Scooby-Doo.
Okay,
the series, the cartoon. Like, every episode was them investigating a haunted house of some type.
Yeah.
Either like an amusement park or a house or something, and that was for kids, and it's like...
Oh, wait, what the fuck are we talking about? It. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Stranger Things.
Yeah, yep. Yep, that's true.
Yeah. Take that back, y'all. We watch haunted house movie.
Yeah. It was a haunted house movie. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it is totally a haunted house movie.
Yeah, especially toward the end, because he's like messing with them throughout the movie, but then they go to the house.
Right.
Yeah. Don't they go to like a cave or something in the second one?
From what I remember. They spend a little time in the haunted house. And then it turns into, like, he's, like, fucking with them throughout that movie. So they go to a few different realms throughout wherever they are.
Now, I did watch the House on Haunted Hill remake, but I watched it years ago, so I haven't watched it recently to compare to the original. I just watched the original. So I don't remember... The other one. Taye Diggs is in the other one. The newer one.
Oh. I thought that was that zombie movie.
I don't know.
I thought Taye Diggs was in a zombie movie.
He may have been. I think it could have been both. I think Owen Wilson is in that other one. Because Owen Wilson and Lakeith Stanfield are in the new Disney one. Yeah. And that one's pretty good. I watched that if you wanted to. Check that one out. Taye Diggs and Chris Kattan.
Was it a comedy?
I guess. Maybe it is.
That's a comedy cast.
I know. It's Jeffrey Rush. He's from Pirates of the Caribbean. And Famke Janssen, who plays Jean Grey in the X-Men movies. She's in that too. Peter Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Ali Larder from Final Destination. Yeah, all them people are in that, the remake. I haven't seen the remake in a while, so. But we're talking about the Vincent Price one. So
Vincent Price.
I like the way it's...
refrain from being horny this time. Yeah, we're not gonna get horny Vincent Price this time.
No, he's mischievous Vincent Price for this one.
Right.
Yes, my he's dear.
Asshole Vincent Price on this one. He's an asshole in this one, boy.
I did like the coloring of this movie. It was very, very colorful. I mean, did you? Yeah, because you didn't watch it in black and white, did you?
No, I watched black and white.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How? I watched it in color.
I watched it black and white on
Tubi?
I think it was Tubi.
Yeah, I watched it on Tubi. It was in color.
I watched it somewhere. Shit, with black and white in a mug. It
was cool. Oh, okay.
I want to watch the color one.
Yeah, because they have blood dripping from the ceiling in one part.
Yeah, I saw it, but it's just black and white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I might want to see
this. It still registers in black and white. It's kind of creepy in black and white.
Yeah, I bet.
Because all the shadows.
Yeah.
Like the lighting and stuff.
There is a little jump scare in this movie. I was like surprised.
Yeah,
actually
there's
made
a couple
jump
scare moments in this one. Yeah.
Yeah. So in act one, we're introduced. Well, first of all, we're introduced to this one guy. You just see his head. And I was like, is he a ghost? But he's just talking about what happened or whatever. His the character's name was Watson. And he's kind of the skeptic. I guess not the skeptic, but he's the...
Nah. He talking about the dude, the older guy who was talking?
Yeah, yeah. The first guy was talking. No, he's not the skeptic. He's more like, he's scared.
He's the guy who owns the house.
No, we ain't talking about Vincent Price.
Didn't he say he owns the house?
I thought Vincent Price owned the house.
I thought the dude, the jumpy dude owns the house. But what you call Vincent Price and his wife are like renting a house and they're throwing a party.
Oh,
that's okay. Why the dude knows so much about the house.
Oh, okay. Because
I think that's what I think the first thing he says, he ended up buying that house some kind of way. His brother and like his wife got killed in that house.
Oh, okay. And that's why he's jumping. He believes there's ghosts there.
He knows there's ghosts. he's just like, no, it's ghosts in that house. Like my brother and his wife got killed in that house.
Okay. But then you see Vincent Price, mm-hmm. and he introduces all the characters that are there because he's offering everyone.
He introduces himself as like the headmaster of the house.
Yeah, Frederick.
Whatever you call that shit. Frederick
Lauren.
Yeah.
And him and his wife are throwing a party, and he's trying to get people to stay there overnight. And he's offering whoever can stay overnight and live $10,000.
$10,000 each.
Right, each. Because he's very
wealthy. Or even
wealthy.
If you don't live, your next of kin will get, I think...
we'll get the money or something?
We'll get your money. Or I thought he said...
Well, he said if they leave...
He said if they leave, they don't get any money.
Right. You see a split between the other guest.
The rest of the folks. Right. But like if they die, like you didn't leave, but you got killed or something, you didn't survive the night, then your next of kin, you'll still get paid out and your next of kin will get the money.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
or he may have said your next of kin will get $50,000.
Something like that, but he's very...
If you don't survive the night.
He's very wealthy, either way. And because the guests, do you remember each of the guests? You had the...
I don't remember their names.
I got pulled up on IMDb, because me and Andy kind of made fun of two of the characters, because you have the young girl... And you had the handsome guy when they introduced, because they mainly focus on those two. And we made fun of, like, hi, I'm handsome. Hi, I'm pretty.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, hi, I'm old. Hi, I'm mysterious. Like you had that one guy who was like a psychiatrist.
Yeah, doctor. Yeah, doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. David Trent. You had this lady. What was she, like a movie star or something?
She was like a, yeah, she was a superstar in her day. And now she's just like trying to get that money.
Right. She need that money. And yeah.
She feels washed up or whatever.
Yeah. Her name was Ruth Bridges.
I liked her.
Yeah. Yeah. She was cool. The young pretty girl name was Nora. The handsome guy name was Lance. And then he had the scared guy, Watson.
Yeah.
So those are all the guys. And then we meet Vincent Price. His character's name is Frederick. We meet his wife, Annabelle. She's a trip.
Yeah, she is.
Something about her. She's just like,
she's very pretty.
She is.
Uniquely pretty. She really is. She's a little funny looking, but pretty.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It was like, I guess, like we was talking about the other movies. Like that girl was like 1980s hot. I guess she's like 1950s pretty.
I guess she's like 1950s hot. I don't know.
Yeah, but she was very pretty. But she is not his first wife. She's like number four or something like that. Like he's had many wives.
And he's always talking about, he's always threatening her with divorce.
They clearly don't like each other. It's one of those cordial,
very tense scenes with them. Very cantankerous moment. There's parts in there like, man, either he gonna slap her or she gonna punch him.
I really did think he was gonna slap her at one point. Because he's all like, come down, dear, for the party. She's like, I'm not coming to the party, but this was your idea. Why don't you come downstairs?
was it really her idea? I guess we'll talk about that.
I think it was her idea because later
there's weapons there.
He was like, this was your idea.
Yeah.
He's just doing what his wife acts, I guess. We don't know. We just know something's going on with these two, where it's like they don't like each other, you know, but something's up. And so he shows them around the house. And it's like we see blood on the ceiling at one point. Mm-hmm. It drips down. And
it drops on the lady's hand, the actress lady. Yeah. Drops on her hand. And then the paranoid guy, he's like, oh, they've marked you.
Mm.
They're coming to get you. That's the goat. They've marked you. They're coming to get you. And then they just brushed it off. They're like, ain't nothing. The little water can't take care of them. They just wash it off.
They don't really care. They
just brush it off.
Yeah, they just
think he's already drinking at this point.
Oh,
he come in the house drinking.
Who does? The scared guy, Watson.
Watson. Oh, okay. Yeah, Watson comes in the house, and he's the first one to start drinking. Mm. If I'm not mistaken, because he knows where everything is in that house.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's looking around. He's at one point he goes over to one of the couches and opens up the arm of the couch, and it's a knife in there. He just knew it was there already.
Oh, wow.
It's like, yeah, this is what they used to kill my brother and his wife, whatever.
Wow. Like, he knows everything. No wonder. Okay.
We might need it to protect ourselves. Like, he's like going off. Like, if you just listen to what he's saying, he didn't see. He's whatever he saw in there.
He's prepared.
Fucked him up. Yeah. And he's prepared. Yeah. He know what's in the house.
Okay. I definitely. All right. Eventually, I'm going to talk about 13 Ghosts. There's a character just like this guy in 13 Ghosts. Just like this guy. So I definitely. And there's a character like Vincent Price that's in 13 Ghosts as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely going to bring that back. And the other movie I was going to bring up is called, this movie called A Haunting in Venice, that's in the theater right now. This is that movie is a lot like this movie as well. And there's some characters that's like these characters. So I didn't realize till I watched this movie that this movie was pretty much like, people are doing this movie when they do haunted houses.
You remember... Because I think this is, he shows the guest the acid. Wasn't that Watson that showed him the acid thing?
I don't remember.
I thought that was Watson that showed them that.
Oh, I guess he could. Maybe. Why does he?
Yeah, you know.
Why is there a room of acid?
because he tells the story like, hold on. He tells the story where the guy, whoever killed, it was two other people that had gotten killed in that room. And it used to be like a wine cellar or something like that. Like, yeah. They, you know, they were like a brewery, some kind of thing. And then he said, he tells the story about the wife got under his nerves and like he like ended up filling it with acid and he eventually pushed her in there.
Mm.
And it ate like the flesh of everything.
Yeah, except for the bones. And then the dude,
he grabbed that rat. You remember? He
yeah, I definitely remember that part because I was like, ew, is that a real rat?
He put in the
acid. Looked like a real dead rat too.
Yeah.
Yeah, then only the bones came up.
Yep, the bones came up clean too.
Right, ate the flesh. The flesh is eating.
The flesh from the bones.
So that's the
it
setup.
Eats everything with flesh and hair. It eats all the flesh and hair off everything.
Right. So that's act one. That's the setup, I believe. Because then we get into act two. And we mostly follow Nora.
Oh, shit. It is in color on Tubi. Where the fuck did I watch it?
Did you watch it like on Prime
like
or something?
Hulu or Prime or something. Maybe. It must have been one of those. But yeah, it was pretty cool in black and white.
Okay, yeah, I watched it in color, dude. It was very colorful.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember my dad watching it in color.
Oh, okay.
He had a VHS.
Mm, oh.
And I remember, like, the way this cover looks is how the VHS cover looked.
Oh, okay.
And he went, when he watched it on VHS, it was in color.
So, but yeah, we mostly follow Nora and Lance because, you know, they're pretty people. They're pretty young people. So we, you know, eye candy.
Pretty people.
You have to follow the eye candy, especially Nora. And she sees a lot. It's like everything is messing with her.
Now, yeah, everything is fucking with her specifically.
All right. So I feel like this movie reminds me of Scooby-Doo. A lot. More, definitely more towards the end. But I was like, this whole thing with her finding all these different weird stuff happening, ghosts. I was like, this is Scooby and Shaggy. And she's reacting like Scooby and Shaggy. She's like freaking out. And nobody else would see it but yeah. her.
She is like freaking out. Like sustained 50 screaming.
Right, but nobody else sees the stuff but her. Cause like she sees a head in a box at one point, and like
yeah,
and nobody
that
believes
was the second jump scare moment.
Oh, so the first jump scare. First,
man, you know what was a good, effectively creepy moment is the first time she sees the ghost.
Yes, I jumped,
and it was just standing in the hallway.
Yeah, it's just this ghost
and it
lady
kind of like coming up, and then it came in the door, and then like it went back that way.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, it like jumped. I actually jumped. How far into the movie was that? That was like about a half hour, I believe.
Are you seeing the screen?
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, I see
You're
right there.
About
yep,
this
yep,
right
yep,
here.
Yep, that part, yeah. And she yeah, and that lady just yeah, that part, mm-hmm. man. When we tell y'all what happened with that one later, that's gonna be so funny. All right, so
So, oh wow, it is nice and colorful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it again.
Yeah, it's beautiful in color.
Yeah, it is. Beautiful color.
So Nora is like in some hallway or something because they examine it. And like she turns and it's like this ghost lady, witch looking ghost lady is like right there with her hands all out and
yeah.
creepy
really
looking.
Really good makeup. Too.
Yeah, and it just freaks out. And then the ghost lady just floats out of the room.
Floats across.
Floats yeah. across. Keep that in mind, people. She floats across the room. This ghost lady. So Nora just
like
straight up
glides
saw. She glides across the room. So that's what Nora saw. And nobody else saw this person. And you said something about like a guy, somebody kind of, a ghost backs up into the room or something. Because I do remember
well,
something like
so
that.
So that was the first time she saw, the first time the ghost appeared when they were down in the cellar.
Because I, yeah. maybe.
It was after. Here. It was after, right after this.
Is this the acid scene?
That's the acid with the rat, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when he dropped that rat in there. Man, it's really good color. I would have never guessed that was a pink dress.
Yeah, I remember the movie star. Yeah, Nora's
very cute, too.
Yeah, yeah, she is.
Hi, I'm pretty. Hi, I'm handsome.
Exactly. And see, we just follow them. And they close the door.
Yeah, you follow pretty and handsome through most of this movie. Close the door. I'm handsome. So basically, they shut each other. They shut down in the wine cellar to themselves, and that's the first time the ghost appears.
Oh, okay. Because he's trying. You know, Lance Handsome is definitely trying to. He's trying to mack. He's trying to.
Yeah, that's right. He looks in one of those closets, and then he kind of like gets like pushed into.
Oh,
the
that's
closet.
Right. He does. Yeah, that part. Because he's trying to check out the wine cellar or something.
Yeah, they go out one by one, and then this is when the first time the ghost shows up.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he kind of comes through the doorway. Oh, and it's the woman ghost that we see later.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time you see her. And she just
and then
backs
she
up.
Goes back.
Yeah. She floats, she glides back. I think Nora ends up leaving or something.
Yeah, she runs the fuck out of it. She books it. She's like, all right.
You're right, yep. Like I said, she was Scooby and Shaggy with this one. She straight up was. Yeah.
She's Daphne.
She was all three of them, really. Mm-hmm. Dude, they even do Scooby-Doo shots because there's a part where like a hand tries to grab at her.
Yeah.
And they do that.
Like a monster hand.
Yeah. And they do that on Scooby-Doo in the opening credits. Yeah. Like it's a monster hand grabbing at Daphne. So mm-hmm. I think Scooby-Doo got a lot from this movie.
Yeah. This looked like it would have set the standard for a lot of haunted house genre stuff.
Yeah. So always like
I love those practical effects where somebody light a candle or did somebody obviously turned a light on in the room.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they
look like the candle lit the room.
I know, right? So they find Lance and he was like knocked out. He got like a bruise on his head.
Yeah.
But there's nothing in the room, so. And then it was later on when we was talking about that scene earlier where she sees the ghost woman and it was like a jump scare, which I thought was a really good jump scare.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Because I turned around and saw it. I was like, oh shit, that was a jump scare.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, Nora's feeling. Oh yeah, she's feeling against the wall because Lance is on the other side knocking. The ghost lady just like there. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Nora freaks the fuck out.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And then she floats out of the room.
Yeah, the ghost lady floats out of the room while Nora's just freaking the fuck out. And then Lance runs in after the lady is gone. After the ghost lady is gone, and Nora's right. Like, it was just.
And
she
he
was just
didn't
here.
Even see her. The ghost literally ran out of the room. Lance runs in and he's like, what? I didn't see her. Like, I would have seen a ghost. If you say the ghost just left out of this room, how come I didn't see her?
Right. That's why I was like, she's the only one seeing this stuff. Just like the part happens later when she sees the head in the box. She goes and gets everybody and everybody's like, where is it? So I'm like, man, these ghosts are only fucking with her. Right. It won't mess with nobody else. So Annabelle, Vincent Price's wife, meets Nora and kind of questions her and stuff.
Shifty's hot Annabelle.
Right. She is pretty hot. It's weird.
I don't want to think she's hot.
I know, right? But she kind of is. It's weird.
Yeah, she's kind of hot, though.
But she's like questioning Nora, like, why were you invited? Because she works for, Nora works for, Frederick Vincent Price, but
oh,
like she
is
never, she just because she never met him before. She's just like one of those low workers kind of thing. And he just invited her to this, I guess, because she was pretty. So I think Annabelle kind of knows something's up, like, oh, you look like you're his type. Like maybe he's planning to have a new wife after Annabelle.
But, I mean, because he's constantly talking about how one day he's going to get a new wife.
Yeah, he does. Oh yeah, Lance meets Annabelle, and he's all, "Hello there."
Pretty meets hot. Hi, I'm handsome. I'm
hot.
why does she have a deep voice?
Because she's that older, slightly older woman, so she's slightly older. She's probably
I gave Lance a medium voice. Gave her a deep voice.
Hello.
Hi, I'm handsome. Hi, I'm hot. Hi, I'm pretty.
Hi, I'm pretty. I'm handsome, and I'm hot. My name is and I made her the deepest.
And I'm horny. Horny Vincent Price, everybody. And he crashed the party after all. I couldn't stay away. Not with Annabelle on the screen.
Well, he already hit that, so.
I know.
He's just done with it now.
Right, he's ready for his next wife, Nora.
Right, yeah. He's got competition with Lance, with Handsome. Why would he invite Handsome there? I forgot why he was there for money anyway. I think they all had their own reasons why they needed the 10K.
Yeah, they each had their own reason.
Yeah, that part. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, here it is.
She found a severed head. The look on her face.
In her luggage.
Oh, that's what it was, in her luggage. And the look on her face, man.
Yeah, she was like, ew.
She didn't know how to react. It's like she's grossed and freaked out at the same time. And she does a good job doing both.
Yeah,
like,
she does a good job.
She's like, she don't know what to do. Like,
that poor girl. Yeah, I rewound that part too. And yeah, then there's like all kind of secret passages in this house, and right. One room leads to another, and then
a hand grabs
her. Here's the first time.
Oh, okay.
And so the old guy says, "Hey,
get out," or something like that.
Get out, or we'll kill you.
No, he didn't say we'll kill you. He said, someone." I think he said someone will kill you.
Kill you.
He was trying to
kill you.
Yeah, because I remember him warning her. So I was like, oh, so are the ghosts in this movie trying to warn them to get out of here? Like, where this might be one of those movies where the people are worse than the ghost, because they have movies like that. So which
I
made
love
me,
the lighting on this shot.
Yeah, which made me suspect Vincent Price, because I was like, oh, so he's probably
come with us before he kills you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
man,
I was like,
she spent half this movie screaming her head off.
She did. And screaming and running, like, ah, zoinks!
The best part was her reaction to that head.
Though. I know. just everybody messing. Poor girl. This doesn't happen to anybody else in the movie, I swear. It's only her.
She's slowly driven crazy.
So this part happens, right? So she runs into the room and tells everyone that everybody's in the, what, in the quarters or whatever you call it? The
living room. They just
in the living room. And Nora comes in and tells them, like, I saw ghosts and stuff. And then, like, calm down. You didn't see any ghosts. And then the door opens and you see the two ghosts that she saw, like the ghost lady and the dude that warned her. And she's freaking out. And Vincent Price is like, oh, those are just my servants.
He's so creepy that his servants are just walking around fucking with her.
So remember we said this ghost lady floated out the room.
Right.
That was a servant.
That was just his servant.
They were not ghosts.
It was just his creep. They're just creepy.
They're just creepy.
But I think now if well, I won't say it yet.
What? Well, we're moving to the end.
We're moving to Act 3, right?
Well, almost. We're still in Act 2. Because this is another kind of a setup, because he's finally mentioning more about staying all night, and he's providing everyone with a weapon. Because he was talking about if you don't survive.
Everybody gets a loaded pistol.
Yes. He has a little coffin, like little bitty coffins, and you open these coffins up, and they're each a pistol.
Loaded pistol, yeah, each one.
And each one of them for each guest. And he tries to give one to his wife, Annabelle, and she's like, I don't need one.
I don't need it.
Right.
And I'm like, bitch.
He was like, if you want to kill me, my dear. He says something like that to her. And she's like, I won't need it. Trust me, I won't need it. So she gives it back to him. Oh, yeah, the chandelier falls or something?
Well,
the
chandelier fell when they first walked in there.
Oh, okay.
Almost hit the old lady.
Oh, the servants leave. So the servants leave while, before they show the guns or whatever. The servants leave and lock them in the house.
Yeah.
So that wasn't, and it wasn't supposed, they weren't supposed to do that yet.
They Vincent got Price, they weren't even supposed to do that yet.
Yeah, it wasn't midnight because they weren't supposed to do that till midnight. And it wasn't even midnight yet. They just left. So he's like, wait a minute. They left us. So we're stuck here. We're stuck in this house. So that's apparently that's a haunted house trope, is being stuck in that house. Because I've seen three other movies now that do this plot, where they're stuck in the house. They have no choice but to be in this house, in the haunted house.
Right.
So that's, I guess it came from this movie. But yeah, the servants just straight up left them in there. And he's like, fuck y'all. So, I guess now we're getting closer to act three. Provides them everyone with a gun for the night. And that's what we said. So now we're in act three, when things really started happening. Was it something you was going to say that was around that?
Nah.
So,
I just thought it was dumb when he did that. I was like, okay, what's that about?
Oh, with the guns?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
shoot no ghosts?
Because that's what Watson points out. He's like, you can't shoot no ghost. He definitely said that. He's like, what's the point of the, he was like, what's the point of having these guns?
Right.
So, which I thought was crazy too. I was like, if you say this place is haunted and you're giving everyone a gun, like, unless it's filled with salt bullets, because that's a thing to get ghosts. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but that's a...
Nah, what's the salt do?
The salt was supposed to at least stop the ghost. Like, if... I've seen this in a couple of...
like those shows where they go to the haunted house? You be watching that shit?
Well, not the real ones, but the fictional ones, they've done this, which I think the real ones do this too.
Oh, multiple fictional things?
I believe so.
Like multiple sources?
Yes. Where salt does keep a ghost back. I know incarnations keep a ghost back, but I think salt's supposed to help too.
What's the in what?
Incantations. Incantations. Yeah, we write different words or whatever, that's in Latin or whatever.
Oh.
They kind of, it's like a spell, that type of thing.
What, they only understand Latin?
I don't know. It's just, that's something I've seen in a lot of ghost movies and shows.
Latin.
It's like a spell or something, or like something like that keeps the ghost back. The ghost is not allowed to leave.
What if pig legs kept them back?
Yeah, I know.
You say ooh-yay or go away.
Yeah. Pretty
blast much. Pig Latin.
My one weakness. Is Beetlejuice a haunted house movie?
Beetlejuice is a haunted house movie. Mm. Totally.
Oh, okay.
Beetlejuice is totally a haunted house movie.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's one of the best.
Yeah, definitely. I love that movie. We have to talk about that one. Yeah. So, with Act 3 now, Annabelle, they hear a scream or something, and Annabelle's hanging from the ceiling. Wait, no, actually, you just see feet hanging from the ceiling. Because Nora disappears at one point. That's what happens.
They trick you into making you think it's Nora.
Yeah, because Nora disappears and they're like, where is she? And
and then you just hear,
right, and you just see feet hanging from the ceiling. It's like, oh no, that's all you see.
Right.
And then the doctor grabs her down, and then everyone gathers around and they show that it's Annabelle. And the doctor's like, Annabelle, she's dead. She was hung.
Yeah, here she go.
Yeah, Lance and the doctor get her down. And yeah, they cover her face. You don't see who it is, and they call Frederick in, I think, too, to see.
Man, that's a lot of colors in this
movie. I know, man. That's why I was surprised you didn't watch that in color, because I was like, this is a very colorful movie. It looked like it was colored in marker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it probably was.
It's like, no, it was Annabelle. She's dead, Mr. Lauren.
Your wife hanged herself.
A suicide. And so Lance knows where Nora is because nobody else knows where she is. And he talks to her. He's like, hey, stay hidden. Because he believes that Vincent Price is trying to kill her. That's what it is.
Who believes that?
Nora and Lance both believe that.
Nora thinks that Vincent Price is trying to kill who?
Her.
Nora.
Yes. That's what she thinks.
Why would he be trying to kill her?
I don't know. Because that servant... because somebody grabbed at her. She said, he tried to kill me. He grabbed me and choked me and put me in that room. So she thinks it was Vincent Price that did that. Because she don't think it was a ghost. Thought I was dead. Yeah. So somebody grabbed her by the throat. She didn't see who it was.
Mr. Lauren. Who's Mr. Lauren?
Mr. Lauren is Vincent Price.
Vincent Price?
Yeah.
So right here is when she's saying Vincent Price grabbed her.
That she don't know. She says she don't know because somebody grabbed her from behind. But Lance, he assumes that it was Vincent Price.
Mm-hmm. I bet horny Vincent Price would be grabbing her like that.
So they're trying to prepare themselves. Lauren said she committed suicide. I think someone killed her. So they're preparing themselves skip along a little bit.
Looks so mysteriously sinister in this movie. That shot right there is so crazy.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That shot looked crazy in black and white though. When he coming out that room like that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it looks dramatic in black and white.
I'm gonna have to try this in black and white. Yeah. You must have watched it on Prime or something.
Must have been Prime.
So he checks on Annabelle, and she's still dead. So beautiful. So greedy. So cold. Yeah, because Watson was just there quiet, freaked him out. He started choking him. He's like, what are you doing in here?
He's like, okay.
Yeah, he was. So we find out, because they talk for a while, but we find out about the doctor that was there and Annabelle. If you fast forward a little bit. Yeah, because they talk about what happened and stuff.
And oh, yeah. The doctor and Annabelle have a whole thing of their own.
Right. Oh, before that, Nora's being messed with again because she sees Annabelle's ghost
come to the
window. Yeah, and then the rope comes in. And it's like coming toward her.
Almost like it's wrapping around her ankles.
Right. And then it stops.
It's the rope that's wrapped around Annabelle's neck. And it's going out. The other end of it is reaching in through the window and wrapping around Nora's ankles.
Right.
It was a pretty good effect, too.
Yeah, it was. How they did that.
And then it unwraps and goes back out the window. And then she disappears.
Right. So see,
very similar to how the ghost did at the beginning. Yeah, see how that blood looked red right there? They had that there. It just looked like a weird black spot.
Oh, okay.
Like a weird.
It's like the blood only drips spot. On the lady, on the movie star lady.
Right.
Is that mocking her? Oh, yeah, because when Nora disappears, when everyone thinks she's gone, Watson was like, she's gone now for good. Only the ghost got her now. You will never see her again and stuff, you know.
Who said that?
Watson.
Watson?
Yeah. So everybody, oh, that's right. They agreed to lock themselves in because it said somebody committed murder here because Annabelle wasn't killed by a ghost. She probably killed by a person. And so everybody's locked up into their room. And it was like, so if everyone's locked up into their room, we'll know who the killer is because nobody's going to kill themselves or whatever, you know? Like the killer might give themselves away by coming out of their room and killing someone. And of course, Nora does not want to stay. Nora wants to get the fuck out. She wanted to get leave long time ago. So, yeah.
And you just want to help Nora so much.
I know, poor Nora.
You stay right there, pretty.
Okay, handsome.
As long as I'm handsome, I'll be back.
Right.
So he leaves her. Lance leaves her alone. Is this the part where
this the part where Lance get killed.
Does he get killed?
No.
I was like, wait a minute.
Man, that shot is so tight.
Yeah,
he love the colors on that shot.
Yeah, he's pushing like against a green wall. You see the shadow of the window. Like it's like a
It looks like some bars almost.
Yeah, like a barred window.
It's just a really good play with light and color on there.
Yeah, then the door opens. He be finding all these hidden
secret
rooms.
He's Freddy.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. He's Fred. Yeah, and Scooby. Yep.
Yeah, he's Fred.
That's why I was like, this is very, very
Scooby.
She's
like a mixture of Daphne, Scooby, and Shay.
I know she's all of them. So poor Nora's in a room by herself. The lights go out.
But what you call it? You know who the Velma of this movie is?
Who?
The drunk dude.
Oh, Watson?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess he kind of...
Because Watson's like, jinkies, if anybody's going to be like, yo, look at this.
But I kind of feel like...
Watson. He been saying it the whole movie.
I kind of feel like he's kind of a Shaggy himself, though, because he's the only one talking about there's ghosts. These are ghosts, because Velma's usually the skeptic herself.
Oh, yeah. She's usually applying logic to the situation.
Right.
And who would be the Velma in this movie?
I don't think this movie has a Velma. So... When the end of the movie happens, I feel like Vincent Price is almost the Velma of this movie. He's the closest one because he kind of reveals a lot of stuff at the end. So
yeah, that was a cool shot.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So you find out in the scene right after the ghost appears. I think it was the scene right after the ghost appears. That The doctor and
Annabelle.
Annabelle.
1950s hot Annabelle.
1950s hot. they have a plan to actually get Vincent Price killed and run off together.
Right.
Right?
Yep. So they were in cahoots the whole time. So Annabelle's really alive.
She's not fucking dead. No.
Yeah, she had like
really
a
alive.
She had a harness.
She had some kind of harness on that helped her float, make it look like she was floating.
Right. And she didn't obviously.
And it
really
must have
herself.
Also covered her breathing or something. I think that harness must have like covered her breathing under her clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Because it had to look like she was.
To where she could lay there and breathe without her clothes raising up and down. I guess that harness did something with that.
I guess so.
Because she was like, it's uncomfortable. You can take this off me.
Right. So Annabelle and the doctor are trying to set up Nora to kill Vincent Price.
Right.
I think that's why they're messing with Nora.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to drive her mad. They're trying to drive her into hysteria, as they say.
Right.
On this movie.
Because we remember when Nora was grabbed from behind and she didn't know who and she thought she was going to die. That was the doctor that did that.
Yeah.
That wasn't Vincent Price. It was the doctor. So that's why they think it's...
They made her believe it was Vincent Price.
Right. So somehow in this, there's a scene, the next scene, I think, is when Nora... and Vincent Price are in the room together, and she shoots him. Because they're both like startled because she thinks he's, you know, she thinks he's about to kill her because they're in the room by themselves. Yeah, she's like in a cellar or something. In a basement or something. And Vincent, yeah, it's all dark. And then Vincent Price walks in all mysteriously in the dark.
I know.
And then Nora has a gun. She, because, you know, they all got pistols. And she hear, and he, yeah, she turns and shoots him immediately. When he gets shot, boy, he gets shot in the heart. He's like, oh! Oh, and he my heart! He slides down the wall.
Oh! My heart!
And then the doctor comes out of the shadows. And oh yeah, because it's the wine cellar room. That's what it was. What the acid is.
Yeah.
So he opens the acid.
Doctor comes out of the shadows just
after Nora kills Vincent Price and grabs him. He the doctor grabs Vincent and drags him to the acid, and then the room goes dark. Yeah, he's about to drag him in there. He's about to throw him in there.
Ooh, ooh.
And then it goes dark.
And then acid it goes splashing. Dark, and then you just hear the ash. The acid.
Bubbling. A body's been thrown in there, and it's bubbling and stuff. And then that's it. You don't see anything else.
Yep.
Now you see Annabelle and her nightgown, her green nightgown. So Annabelle goes down to the wine cellar.
Yep.
And this part is a trip. She's looking for the doctor. His name is David. She's like, David? David? And then the door closes behind her on its own. And another door opens, I think. And another door closes. It's like a lot of opening and closing doors. Because that wine cellar has like a bunch of...
Yeah, that wine cellar is creepy.
It has a bunch of doors. It has a bunch of little rooms in there. Because that's where Lance was stuck in earlier. Mm-hmm. He was stuck in one of those rooms. And a skeleton comes out.
Yeah, that's right.
The acid is bubbling.
Oh, it's green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't see that. Yeah.
Yep. That's cool.
And the skeleton raises out of the acid.
Yeah, that looks cooler in color.
And she runs and she can't get out of the room. And I think the skeleton starts to talk. The
skeleton just starts levitating out of the thing, and the skeleton starts talking in Vincent Price voice.
Right. Annabelle, you left me here to die.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yep.
At last,
you've got it all.
Everything I have, even my life. But you're not going to live to enjoy it. Come with me, murderess. Come with me.
And she slowly backs up and gets pushed into the acid. This is my favorite part.
Mine too, because the skeleton's like, it's a weird effect.
Walking up to her.
Yeah, it's weird effect. It's clearly like...
It's clearly on strings.
Right. And the skeleton's kind of shorter than her, because I was like, Vincent Price was a big guy. I doubt his skeleton to be that small, but I was like, well, whatever. But she freaks out and falls backwards into the acid and bubbles. And she is dead.
Yeah, that's pretty, that was pretty good.
So
that part was just as good as the flyhead reveal to me.
Really?
The 50s screaming, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. The 50s still like the flyhead was still, like, yeah, the flyhead like was fly probably, head. Yeah. That was probably better.
So everyone comes down to the cellar. This is where it becomes very Scooby-Doo. you find out that Vincent Price was controlling. He was controlling the skeleton.
Which means that he killed old dude and pushed him into acid.
Right. He probably struggled with him because, like, you know, the doctor was going to push him in there. So he pushed him in there first. So you clearly see the strings now. It's all visible. And Vincent Price got this whole contraption around him.
Yeah, the strings are suddenly extremely visible now. Thick white strings. It was me the whole time.
I would have gotten away with it.
He's literally got on a whole chest contraption right, on his chest with a whole bunch of gears and wheels that he's turning and cranking with his hands.
Right.
And there's suddenly like 15 thick white strings.
So when everyone comes down, he reveals what it was. Like he knew his wife was trying to kill him and he was just trying to get her before she got him in the kind of way where he could still be innocent. Cause he said he didn't really kill her. She fell in on her own. She got spooked and fell in. So he was like, you know, that way he might not get arrested for it. And it was like, well, how are you alive? Nora shot you. He said, oh, well, all those guns I loaded gave you.
Nora's gun with false ass bullets.
Well, he said everybody's gun. Everybody's gun had blanks. So nobody had any bullets. So that's how he did that. He was just trying to get his, Trent and my wife were planning to kill me. They failed. Trent tried to throw me in the vat.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. They were all blank. My wife stumbled
and fell. I'm ready for justice to decide if I'm innocent or guilty. And he just walks out of the room.
Price.
I know. And that is the end of the movie. Yep. That's how the movie ends.
Yep.
The real question
is, I'm still pretty. I'm still handsome.
Right. They just
I'm not sexy anymore. That was the woman in the ass.
Because Watson reveals how many ghosts were in the house. He said now there are 9 ghosts in the house because of the doctor and he stares at the camera.
And he breaks the fourth wall.
There's at one point where Vincent Price looks at the camera too, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. It was kind of freaking me out.
He said, now they'll be coming for you.
That's right. He looks like Watson breaks the fourth wall and stares at us and said, you'll be next. And then it says the end. So it's like, were there ghosts in this movie or not?
Why?
That's what I said.
So wait.
What are you trying to see?
Maybe the rest of them die.
The rest of them die?
Maybe the rest of those 4 people in that room die.
Why would you say that?
So then it would be 13 ghosts.
Oh, wait. You said 9, and you count if you counted the rest of them. Is it 13 ghosts for real, if you count the rest of them?
If you count the rest of them that's standing in that room, it's just 4 people left in that room. Because Vincent Price walks out.
Right.
I'm sure he doesn't die.
Right. Because you have the movie star lady, you got Handsome and Pretty, and
that's the only people left.
And
right
Watson.
There.
4 people. 4 people. 9, 10. You're right!
That's 13 ghosts. If they died. If they all died.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's 13 ghosts.
Oh,
because Vincent Price could have came back and be like, no, I'm gonna kill all the rest of y'all. Y'all, I don't trust y'all.
Right, he could. But the movie just ends.
Yeah.
Cause there is a old movie called 13 Ghosts. A black and white movie.
Oh, for real?
Yes. And there's a Scooby-Doo series called The 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo, where Vincent Price is in that cartoon.
Yeah. They done did that. they done took all that shit and made it all one universe.
You think so? They could have. Yeah, they could have.
Or some kind of like canon event or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. These haunted houses, maybe they're canon events. So, favorite characters? You got a favorite character in this movie?
I like Handsome and Pretty a lot, actually. I like both of their characters a lot. Because the man, that one reaction to the head in the box was my favorite shot.
That was great.
Movie. Like,
I like all her reactions and stuff. She was really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in this movie was really good, actually. And I also like the servant lady who was just creepy for no reason, apparently.
Why is she standing like this?
So now I can say what I was thinking earlier. I think she was really just trying to scare the fuck out of them to get them out of the house.
That makes sense.
I think she was really trying to scare the shit out of her.
Oh, I get it.
To get her up out of
the house.
That makes
sense. That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's just fucking with her for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, no, she's going to have to really be spooked out of this house.
Right. I liked a lot of these characters too. These were some pretty good characters. I can't help but to say Vincent Price is my favorite character. He just, I don't know, man. It's just something about his presence. I don't know, man. He's very suave. He's just very he's very charming, I guess that's what it is. He's mysterious, creepy, and charming at the same time.
He's charming, yeah. He's tall and, you know, mysterious. So like he's just towering over everybody in the movie.
Right, right. He always because he's very tall. And of course Nora is my other favorite character. She cracked me up. Just everything just happened to her.
She just couldn't catch a break. Poor Nora.
How would you rate this?
Well, she survived.
That's true.
Presumably.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, if it's not the 13 ghosts, then yeah, she survived. How would you rate this movie?
Replay.
I agree.
For sure.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll definitely replay watch for me this as well. Again in color.
And I'll do the opposite. Watch it in black and white.
Yeah.
See the creepiness of
it. Yeah, it's pretty ominous in black and white. It's like, ooh, this is like a dark, creepy house. It just looks more sinister in black and white to me.
Oh, okay. So
it's more fun in color, but it's more sinister in black and white. Right.
Yeah. All right. So 13 Ghosts. I'm gonna go through it real quick for you, and tell you about this movie. So it starts off where like they're trying to it's like a bunch of people in this yard are trying to capture this ghost. It's like a really aggressive ghost kind of person. And Matthew Lillard is there as some kind of psychic. He can sense where the ghosts are. Mm-hmm. And he also sees like people's deaths and stuff like that. And there's this guy, I guess he's supposed to be the Vincent Price character. So he's kind of this, you know, suave guy with a mustache that's trying to capture these different ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he ends up dying. Like, cause like this big ghost, big.
There's another suave guy with a mustache.
Yes, there is. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So the suave guy, I got to pull this up cause I forgot his character's name, but he gets killed at the very beginning. And so since he dies, his next of kin gets his house.
Okay.
So what's the suave guy's name? Cyrus. Yeah, yes. Yeah, his character's name is Cyrus. So he ends up getting killed. Matthew Lillard's character's name is Dennis. And so meanwhile, they show Tony Shalhoub is the star of this movie. And they go through Tony Shalhoub's life real quick in the opening credits because like he had a loving wife. He got two kids, but his loving wife dies in a fire. And so now he's a single dad raising his kids by himself with the help, oddly enough. You remember rapper Ra Digga?
Yeah.
She's in this movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ra Digga, she's still out here rapping, man. Like she came to Dallas a few times. I missed her, but, yeah, she's still very much out here doing shows and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, she plays like the nanny of the, because like the two kids, you have the small kid he's a boy, and Rodig is like taking care of him, I guess, like a tutor mm-hmm. type thing. And then he has like a fine ass daughter who is played by Shannon Elizabeth. She, if you remember, if you don't know that name, she is the woman. She's from American Pie. She's the one that gets naked in American Pie.
The finest one in the movie.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So she plays Tony Shalhoub's daughter.
Okay.
So I'm like, why? How the fuck? Yeah.
Yo, it be like that.
So that threw.
Like, how did? Never mind.
Because you know, back then Shannon Elizabeth was popping in a lot of movies back then. Because mm-hmm. this was early 2000s, 2001. So she was like the main chick you would see and stuff. So she was definitely there for eye candy. So Cyrus dies and he leaves his house to Tony Shalhoub. He's like, y'all can have mm-hmm. my house. He leaves like a video or whatever. If something happens to me and I'm dead, you're my only living relative and you can have this house. And so they go to this house to check it out. And they're like loving this house because it's like a mansion. But there's a catch to this house, which is kind of weird. It's like a very glass house. It's a lot of glass everywhere with
like see-through walls and shit.
Yeah, a lot of them are like that. And they
I don't like houses like that.
And they move. They don't have doors. They don't have like they don't have knobs or nothing like that.
It's just like a sliding door.
Yeah, they're sliding doors, but they move on their own. Like there's some kind of contraption that moves these glass doors around. And these
okay.
glass doors have incantations on them.
Oh, to keep ghosts out?
Or in. Oh, okay. Because you don't know at first until Matthew Lillard shows up. He shows up, he kind of sneaks in like he's the electrician. But turns out he reveals himself to being the guy who worked for Cyrus. And then something happens where they're stuck in the house. Like they're stuck in there. So like the guy that was showing them the house, he's stuck in there along with Tony Shalhoub, Rod Digga, Shannon Elizabeth, and his son, and Matthew Lillard. So those other characters are all stuck in this house. And the guy that was showing them the house, he gets killed by a ghost because one of the ghosts gets free, and it like the one of the glass doors slide across him, and it got this bad effect where he's just standing there for a while, and then like his body falls down, and you see the other side
like
of his
a cartoon.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he didn't realize he got cut.
Right.
That's such a dumb gag.
I know. The trivia when they put that in horror movies. So he's like, oh no, what happened to me? Oh no.
Resident Evil.
Yes, like that movie too. I swear they should make a video compilation of all the people who get killed and don't know they got killed.
The people who specifically got sliced into pieces, sliced in half, and didn't realize. Something don't feel right.
So Matthew Lillard reveals that these are ghosts in this house and y'all need to get out. And the only way you can see these ghosts with these special glasses. So there's only like four of these special glasses. So of course, Tony Shalhoub don't believe them. Like, there's no ghost here. There's no ghost here. But, and you know,
he get killed.
No, Tony Shalhoub is the star. He doesn't get killed. They're all, you know, it's a Scooby-Doo type of thing where they're running from the ghosts and stuff.
Rod Digga get killed.
No, because in the early 2000s, they stopped killing black people off of horror movies.
Especially rappers. They let rappers live.
Yes. Busta Rhymes.
If you want to be black and survive in a horror movie, be a rapper.
Busta Rhymes. LL Cool J.
Right, they ain't gonna kill your favorite rapper on a horror movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few other movies. That I told
like Snoop Dogg.
What horror movie was he in? I know he's in.
Well, he's usually the guy, the person. He's usually the monster. In his horror movie.
Sometimes he is. Yeah. he did a movie with Jamie Foxx last year. It was like a vampire movie, mm-hmm. and they made it look like he got killed. But then he showed up at the very end of the movie. So you can't kill Snoop unless you win Baby Boy.
Right, that's the only time you kill Snoop.
Right, that's another podcast. So,
we should do Baby Boy.
I think we should. It's a great movie. It's a great, like, crazy movie.
Yeah.
So, anywho, actually, Matthew Lillard gets killed. He gets broken in half by this giant ghost that's called a juggernaut, and they reveal that Cyrus, the mysterious man, is actually still alive. Oh, and this lady showed up to kind of warn them about the house. So before I, you know, so forget what I said about Cyrus being alive. So this lady shows up and tells them, like, you know, the only way to get out of this house is, it's supposed to be 13 ghosts, but there's only 12. So she was telling him that, first of all, his wife, because remember his wife, Tony Shalhoub's wife, died at the beginning of the movie. She's one of the 13 ghosts that's trapped in that house. Because the kid sees his mom and he's like, "Mom," and she's all quiet, but her half her face is burnt and stuff. Because, you know, some of the ghosts are not bad. There's only like three or four of them that are like really evil. Some of them are just creepy looking.
Mm-hmm. And right, then, not that they're bad, they're just creepy looking.
Right. They just,
is The Sixth Sense a haunted house movie?
No, because they're everywhere. They're all over the place in that movie. They go to different places.
They in a house.
Well, if that's the case, every movie they're in a house. But no, I don't think that's a haunted house movie.
It's a ghost in a house. It's a haunted house movie.
No, because he's like outside, you know, he goes to different places and stuff and see ghosts. He goes to a school at one point and you see ghosts there. So it's like, you know, haunted house tend to stick to one place. Because it's like the ghosts are just trapped in this one house. And so the other thing that lady reveals to Tony Shalhoub is somebody has to sacrifice themselves so everybody else can leave out of that house. And it's got to be the ghost, because every ghost was certain types. And he will be the ghost with a broken heart because his wife died. And so it's revealed that his uncle is still alive. He faked his death because you thought he was a ghost. He was there, but it's like, nope, he's actually still alive. And he ends up killing the woman that was there because it was revealed that the woman was actually trying to trap those people there on purpose. So she turned out to be evil.
So that ended up being the sacrifice?
No, that wasn't the sacrifice. That was more of a trick just to get him to kill himself. They're trying to trick him to killing himself. So basically that was the part, like in House on Haunted Hill, we reveal that Annabelle and the doctor were in cahoots together, and they so that's exactly what it was in 13 Ghosts. It's like the main, this girl and this guy were in cahoots together against everybody else, but she ends up getting killed. And
so was there money involved in 13 Ghosts?
No, it's just the fact that he gets this house, because he's like a math teacher and they live in an apartment and stuff. So he's very poor. He's like, to let you know he's poor, you receive a letter at the beginning of the movie, a past due notice.
Eviction notice, final notice.
They always get a final notice. That's how you know. Just to let you know that he needs some money. So this came in the nick of time. But yeah, he doesn't sacrifice himself because they find out that his uncle was still alive, and his uncle was just trying to trick him into being the 13th ghost. I guess so he can have a collection of ghosts. I have no idea why he was collecting.
Or so they can get out of the house.
Well, that's what they told them, but that was a lie.
You gotta have 13 ghosts to get out of the house.
Well, that's the lie they told him. But it was something else he was trying to do, because it was like this big drill in the middle of the house, and he's trying to get all 13 ghosts surrounded by this drill. I don't know what his goal was to get the power of the ghost. I have no idea. It was just, you know, it's just for scares and whatever. But the ghost ended up turning on Cyrus and killing him. And when they did that, and then they kind of showed that Matthew Lillard was a ghost as well. It was kind of weird. Because Tony Shalhoub, he didn't sacrifice himself. He ended up saving his kids, because at some point his kids were tied up, because like they disappeared at one point in the movie and he had to save them. Of course, Rod Digga helped, and you know, she didn't get killed or nothing like that. But we do get a Rod Digga song at the end. Because you got to. And so they escape, and the ghosts go out. You know, they're released from the house after Cyrus dies and stuff, and the machine breaks, and then the movie is over. So nobody in the family dies; just all the extra characters die. Rod Digger counts as part of the family, so she doesn't die.
Oh, part of the family. When you hear everybody's family.
But it definitely does the trope of being trapped in the house with all these ghosts, which Haunted Mansion does that too. The new Haunted Mansion kind of does that. Haunted Mansion, oddly enough, I definitely recommend to watch that because Lakeith Stanfield, his character is like Tony Shalhoub, where he has a lost. He has a lost in his life, and they're trying to get him in Haunted Mansion. They're trying to get 1,000 ghosts, and the main ghost is trying to get Lakeith Stanfield to be the 1,000th ghost. Because he's going to be the ghost with a broken heart because someone in his past died. And I was like, oh, wow, this is, you know, so I think a lot of these tropes get recycled for these haunted house movies, whether they use real ghosts or not. But yeah, that one definitely has real ghosts in it. But they're more fun ghosts. And that was one of those where it's like you have more fun ghosts than you just have one evil ghost.
Evil ghost.
Yeah. Right. So a lot of these movies try to show that not all the ghosts are evil. Just because they're dead don't make them evil. Right. Just because you're a ghost don't mean you're evil. Just, you know, but some ghosts are like that. And that was that movie.
Haunted fucking houses.
Yeah. So in conclusion, you know, I don't mind haunted house movies.
I mean, apparently we've like more haunted house movies than we realize.
Right. Especially when you think about them.
Yeah.
Like I said, Beetlejuice is definitely a haunted house movie because he's only in that house the whole time. They don't leave that house.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so it's definitely a haunted house movie. Yeah, they could be fun movies or they can be horror, scary, rated R movies.
Is Pee-wee's Playhouse a haunted house?
No, it's a fun house. That's a different.
Okay.
I might
like Wienerville.
I guess so. I might watch that Eddie Murphy haunted house.
You on your own with that.
Really, is that bad?
The Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion?
Yeah. Is that bad?
I always assumed that shit was hot trash.
Really? I've never seen it.
I've never wanted to see that movie. I remember when that movie first came out, I was like, nope, thank you.
I like how both Haunted Mansion movies are starring black people. At least that, you know.
Yeah.
With Disney.
Well, you know, that was also a trope, too, in early them black and white. There was the racist stereotype of, you know, the spooked Negro
in a
haunted house.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. That's always kind of been entertaining.
It was, but like...
I don't think that's the reason they do it now.
Yeah,
That's where it's probably rooted from. And they probably just said, let's take this and
make it better.
Flip it around. Make it right. Let's reclaim it and make it, you know, make them more serious character, make them the heroes of the story.
Right, right. That makes sense.
You know,
that makes sense.
But there's another one on Netflix, We Have a Ghost with Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, have you seen that?
I started it, but I haven't finished it yet.
Our old buddy Brick Jackson is in that movie.
Old buddy.
Yep.
Oh, Brick is in that?
Yep,
okay.
Brick is in the movie.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
He has a scene in the movie.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yep, friend of the podcast.
I'll check it out from Brick.
Yeah, yeah, he has one scene. But it's a good movie. Yeah. I liked it.
I'll watch it for Brick.
So... let's tell everybody where to follow you at.
You can follow me at 730, the number 7, EVENTHIRTY.
And you can follow me. I have a few things coming up right now for Halloween. If you're in the LA area, come down to series finale at Broadwater. We're doing a special about Martin, and we're going to have a special guest. I think we're having a special guest there. That's all I'm going to say. A very special guest. And plus, you'll see my animations in the show. And I have a YouTube coming out video of Scooby-Doo. I got every Halloween I do Scooby-Doo videos. So, yeah, it's Prop Josh. So find me on YouTube, Prop Josh.
Bad.
So, any final thoughts?
I don't really have any final thoughts, man.
Don't let someone throw you into a bath of acid. If you see a spooky woman staring at you from afar,
only hang out with pretty and handsome people. Don't hang out with 50s hot people. They'll just get you burned.
Or a couple that's in cahoots together. They will die in the end.
Right.
Good night.
Thank everybody for listening. You can email us at wwtbttpodcast@gmail.com. That's wwtbttpodcast@gmail.com. For questions, movie suggestions, corrections, personal reflections, beat selections, no, like seriously, if you got beats and you want to hear them play during a segment in the show, just send them over. We'll take a listen. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to upload every Thursday, and hey, maybe we'll hit you up with a couple of surprises. Who knows? Who cares? Hopefully you do. Either way, you know where we be at. Peace.